Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh. If you're going to jump in the car and run off to the beaches in Florida, you know, knock yourself out. But at the very least you could do is leave us locked in at 99 The Game. And when you get down to Florida, you know, get that radio.com app out. I mean, whatever. Morning matchup time. Stories from Oren Romain, sitting by himself at the mothership at 14th and Peachtree, a place that I barely remember because I can't. No, I remember it. Back at the studios where we would, I think you and I would both like to be, but we're not. So we miss Oren, don't we? Yes, we do. Well, morning matchup story number one.
What kind of question was that?
I am so thankful we had some kind of sports last night, but I tell you what, I am on team no sleep. Staying up late, watching that Jordan documentary, but I'm here giving you all the energy I have to do the morning mashup. So let's do it. Wait, hold up. I got to yawn real quick. Hold up. Wait. All right, now let's do it. All right, you're going to hear a lot of cuts from The Last Dance today. Some of the cuts that didn't make that, though, I'm going to play here. Like Scottie Pippen talking about why he didn't have ankle surgery the summer before the 97 season. And you know what? Kind of agree with him here.
I had a ruptured tendon in my ankle, and I decided to have surgery late because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to f*** my summer up trying to rehab for a season. You know, they're not going to be looking forward to having me, so I'm going to enjoy my summer. And I'll use the season to prepare.
I'm not mad at him. You know, you're talking about that multi-year deal that they talked about Scottie Pippen signed. And, you know, a lot of people told him not to sign it, but the position he was in, they took advantage of him. And when, you know, he was upset. And when you hear about how the manager, the owner, or the GM was handling him, man. What was his name again?
Jerry Krause.
Yeah, God rest his soul. But he had the little man complex, and he wanted to be the big fish. He wanted to be the big fish in the pond, and he wasn't. So, yeah, I'm not mad at Scottie for doing that, man. He made a business decision for himself.
Yeah, he made a business. You're right. I mean, he wanted to make sure his family was taken care of, as he told you. You know, I didn't expect so much to be about Scottie Pippen, but, you know, I mean, I knew a little of Scottie's backstory, but I didn't realize he had two people in the house with wheelchairs and, you know, whatnot. And so, I mean, he wanted to take care of his family. I get that. And I get he was bitter too, but, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf said, you know, hey, listen, we'll give you this long-term deal, but don't come back in here. And then he wanted to come back in. It was like, you know,
it's a tough spot to be in, John, but you know, when you talk about what they were accomplishing and what he meant to that team, I mean, come on, man, you don't handle Scottie Pippen like that.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, what do you have, 16 brothers or sisters or something stupid? I mean,
he had a big family.
Gigantic,
he had a big
right?
family. He had to take care of everybody.
You know, and so but it's sort of like a little bit like Ronald Acuna. I mean, Acuna goes out and signs this deal, which for now, it doesn't kick in until next year when he really makes the money. He makes $1 million this year and then $17 million next year. But, you know, I mean, he's going to get paid, so he's going to make some money, and he's going to make $100 million in 8 years. But if he turns out to be the greatest player in baseball, you know, 5 years from now, going, hey, listen, I'm putting up Hall of Fame numbers. You got to pay me, you know, more like the other guy. You're going to go, wait a minute now.
I mean, you're right, John. But, you know, I mean, c- coming from where Scotty's coming from and doing what he was doing at the time. I mean, you're right. You're right. I can't argue that. But doing what he was doing at the time, he was grossly underpaid. He was grossly underpaid.
Agreed. No question. All right, morning mashup, story number two.
And here's one more from The Last Dance. The 9 out of 10 pills comment. If you didn't hear this one, it was Jordan had fractured his foot and they didn't want to risk any extra injury or any more injury to it, so they decided to sit him. And then Jerry Reinsdorf gives this great analogy as to why they wanted Jordan to sit and why Jordan himself wasn't having it.
If you had a terrible headache and I gave you a bottle of pills and 9 of the pills would cure you and 1 of the pills would kill you, would you take a pill?
And I look at him, I said, depends on how bad the headache is.
Listen, Jordan was a beast. And that story right there, when he wanted to play and how bad he wanted to play, I mean, that's one of those things when you talk about when you hear Coach Pierce talk about mythical creature and you see how hard he wanted to work to come back and go to the championship, I mean, go to the playoffs and things like that, like, that's the heart of a champion right there. I mean, and you don't think about the long-term effects about how it's going to affect your body. You're just living in the now. And I love that comment. You know, he was willing to take that chance because he wanted to win that bad.
All I can tell you is if you missed the first two episodes of The Last Dance, even if you're kind of like a passable Jordan fan or a passable basketball fan, it's really not about Jordan and basketball. It's about life and somebody's arc, and the storylines are great, and there is a villain in this, and that villain is Jerry Krause, and so it's got good guys and bad guys, and it's really well done, and I can't wait for episode number 3. And now I don't have to wait for Morning Mashup story number 3.
Let's check in on some athletes during the quarantine. For example, here's Brett Favre talking about since he couldn't do the TikTok dances properly, his daughters and him came up with another way he could go viral.
I got gray hair or silver hair, whatever you want to call it normally. That may surprise people, but so my daughter and two of her classmates have been quarantined here at the house, and they said, "Hey, Dad, let's make a TikTok." So I tried my hand at that. My dancing was terrible, and we got on the subject of color and hair, and I said, "Color my hair, whatever." So I'm not worried about. I don't have anything to do other than this right now. But I said, we're quarantined. I said, call me crazy, but so we went with we tried a blonde first, but I think it was too close to my silver hair that it didn't do anything. And I said, let's go with something crazy like orange. So here we are.
Wait a minute, hold up. You have a picture of Brett Favre with orange hair? I need to see that. I missed this TikTok. I missed that. And as far as TikTok is concerned, I haven't done one because I'm just not. But some of those TikToks, like some people need to be careful with those TikToks because they forgot how to act on TikTok over the weekend. So I'm not a fan. Not a fan of TikTok. Haven't done it. Probably won't do it. But I definitely want to see Brett Favre in his orange hair. Definitely want to see that.
Yeah, I see it in a picture. It's kind of light orange. It looks like.
Oh, it's not orange. It's not pumpkin orange. It's not like, it's not pumpkin orange. Okay.
No, it's like, you know, somebody who's got blonde with orange highlights. I mean, it doesn't really look that. I mean, it's,
okay,
yeah,
so he didn't go radical. Okay.
He didn't go radical. It's not like, you know, no, he didn't go radical. I just saw the picture.
Gotcha.
Morning Mashup story number 4.
In here, Mavis Beacon finally teaches Steph Curry how to type. That's right. Steph Curry didn't know how to type. And he's learning how to do so during the quarantine. Good for you, Steph.
Oh, yeah? Just, so why are you doing this?
I've never really learned how to type, but now since my second grader.
That was kind of terrible. What is he doing? Like, is he typing? Is he trying to make music while he's typing? What's the sound in the background? I mean, what was he doing?
I don't know. Did you teach yourself? Did you take typing lessons, or did you teach?
No, I didn't. I did the hunt. I learned how to hunt and peck. I was a hunt and pecker.
Yeah,
hunting. That didn't sound right. Yeah. After I said it.
Let's just move on. Morning Mashup story number 5.
You would think in the age of quarantining, people will become more friendly with each other because they're looking to have that contact, that interaction. Well, not in the Chinese Baseball League, where this guy got hit with a pitch and he was ready to forgo all that friendship stuff.
There's absolutely... Oh. And actually, here we go, folks. Sosa fires one and the benches are cleared. We could have a big problem here as Sosa's ready to take on the whole team and the bench is clear. Bats are getting thrown back away from the danger. Now, this is exactly what the monkeys were yelling at in the third pitch. And then I think Sosa took that one to heart, and then he hit Goyen Wen between the numbers with the fourth one.
By the way, can't that was Henry Sosa, the former Astro, who was pitching when he hit the guy.
Can't wait till we get baseball back. I mean, I would love to see something like that over here. But, you know, as of course, we have to wait until you get the okay, but... Man, that just sounded so great just to hear games being played. Didn't see the game, but that just sounds great to hear that.
It was in Taiwan, the Chinese Baseball League, in a game between the Fubon Guardians and the Rakuten Monkeys. Is that Rakuten? Is that like that thing where you get the buyback thing where you go online and you buy stuff and you – isn't that Rakuten? Isn't that what you get? I think so. I'm guessing it is. Where you get the money back, the cash back, where you buy stuff online, Rakuten?
I'd have no clue, John. You would know more about that than me. I have no clue what that is.
Tempers were boiling in front of no fans in Taiwan. All right, final story today, story number 6.
Disclaimer, golfer John Daly is a golfer. He is not a doctor. He holds no medical degrees from any accredited institutions, universities, or anything like that. He's just a dude who plays golf who likes how to drink. So when I play this cut, keep that in mind, please, and do not heed what he says.
I kind of got a cure for this, you know. I think you just take, I only drink one drink a day. It just happens to be a bottle of good old Belvedere. You know, you just drink one of these a day, you know, sippy on a little McDonald's Diet Coke, you know, wash it down pretty good, never have a hangover. And that's the way you kill this coronavirus, I believe. But y'all be safe. And take care, and hopefully we'll be getting back to the things we do best pretty soon. Love y'all. God bless. Take care. Grip and rip it out.
Wait a minute. Did he say a whole bottle? Like sip on a whole bottle like during the whole day?
Yep.
You know what? He probably was that guy that came over here and drank that whole bottle of tequila that I had over here a couple weeks ago.
Did he have like really ugly pants?
Those pants are not ugly. I do like his pants, though. He wears some very, very flamboyant pants. I'm a fan of the pants. But, yeah, like a whole bottle a day, listen, that's a little bit too much. Like I said, somebody came over here and, you know, they drank all my alcohol. That's not a good way to live. I know that we're in a pandemic and things are a little slow right now and you know, we're trying to cope. But a bottle a day? No, that's close to developing a habit. I would suggest no. I would suggest a strong no with that one.
I'm going to guess that John Daly had a habit 35 years ago.
Okay. Don't know him. don't want to put that on him, but a bottle a day? Yes, yeah, that's
dude,
a lot.
You know, I mean, he's been hard charging for a long time.
That's a lot.
And if that really worked, we'd all be, well, not all of us, but most of us would be, we'd be in pretty good shape. But it don't work, just saying. Morning menus next. Now it's from Abe Oren to Abe, rather, as we get three questions from Abe, the producer. He asks us, we put them up on social media, and you should join that on our Twitter at 929 because people like to, you know, give their thoughts, and we weigh in, and we answer you, too, when you post up. That is our morning menu, which is next on Sports Radio 929 The Game on Monday, April the 20th, 3 days ahead of the NFL Draft. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Helping you stay connected, John and Hugh reminding you can listen to 92.9 The Game at home on your smart device using the radio.com app. Downloading the app is pretty simple, as easy as downloading any app. You go to the app store and type in radio.com, right? Download the free radio.com app and you can listen to 92.9 The Game anywhere, any place. For more, stay connected at radio.com/stay connected. Morning menu next after a CBS Sports Minute.
There's a three-course meal headed your way. This is the Morning Menu on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Menu time on the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Three questions from Abe, the producer. He asks us. We don't know what they're going to be. And then we put them up on our Twitter at 92.9 The Game, which, of course, is always fun. And people weigh in and give us your thoughts. We'd love to have you join that conversation. Morning to you, Abe. What up?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing today after getting... I joined Orin in Team No Sleep. Hugh, I know you're on No Sleep. I saw you were tweeting at 1 a.m. You sent a group text at 1 a.m. So I know you're on Team No Sleep, too. But all things considered, doing pretty well, boys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't been asleep yet, man, because I watched the Jordan, I watched The Last Dance, then I turned around and watched Unsung about Goody Mob, and then I watched the thing about the Atlanta Child Murders, man. So I'm processing a lot of information right now.
Yeah, it's unfortunately it's gonna be every Monday thing, I think. So we got to get used to it for at least
a couple more weeks.
One down, so. We've got four more weeks of this to go, and then we'll be back to normal. Hopefully, man, go back to bed at like 7 p.m. on a Sunday night would be nice,
like normal old people do.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, question number one here, guys. Morning menu: 3 questions, appetizer, main course, and dessert. Your appetizer today: what has been your favorite non-Falcons maneuver of the NFL offseason?
Non-Falcons maneuver, I would probably say, just to make it interesting, Tom Brady leaving New England and, you know, venturing out on his own to find his own way.
So your favorite NFL move of the offseason that is not involving the Falcons, correct?
That's right.
Okay, gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, Brady dominates that news, but... Let's think about some of the others that might be out there that would be intriguing. All right, give me yours and let me think about it for a second, Abe.
Yeah, I think the best move of the NFL offseason is absolutely what the Arizona Cardinals did. The coup, if you will, pulled.
That was a good one.
Over on the Texans. I mean... Yikes.
What do you mean the wool they pulled over O'Brien's eyes? The wool?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, video games wouldn't let you get that one over on you. So for that to actually happen in real life, yikes. But yeah, I mean, look, you got one of the top 5, 6, 7 receivers, if not higher than that, in the middle of his prime. You get out of a deal with a good running back, but a terrible contract. And you give your going-to-be second-year starting quarterback a true receiver, which is one of the issues you had last year. I mean, this was a great move for Arizona and completely befuddling for Houston, no matter what sort of excuse Bill O'Brien chalks up about wanting more money and this. And it does not matter, sir. It does not matter. You're a fool.
You're looked at collectively like an idiot. You're looked at as an idiot
right now.
I hate
to break it to you, sir. This is why teams have GMs. And this is why they don't give their head coach and temporary GM status too often. And you probably set that record back a couple years. I guess you're going to have to argue Belichick can do it, but boy, Bill O'Brien cannot. That'd be my move, John.
Yeah, it's Brady, number one, and then you can make an argument for number two at DeAndre Hopkins. I'll give you another one that I think is just kind of in the mix. It's obviously not Brady, but just to throw it out there, I think it's going to be really interesting for me to watch the impact of Ron Rivera in Washington. I think he's a great coach. Maybe he just got a little stale in Carolina, but I think he'll have if he gets Chase Young on that defense, the defensive guru that Ron Rivera is, that's going to make that NFC East even more interesting to me.
Yeah, it could. You still got to score get the ball into the end zone at some point. And I know a lot of people in D.C. don't really think Dwayne Haskins is the guy to do that. So we'll see. But, it's a good start to a regime there to get Chase Young lined up there on defense. Okay, question number two here, guys, comes courtesy of Oren Romain from a couple weeks ago. I've been saving this question for a day I needed it, and here we go. If you could take 3 official visits to any college, but it can't be your favorite school or place you went, anything like that, what are your 3 trips? Where would you go?
Definitely Alabama. I would probably say just because these are SEC schools, by the way. Ole Miss and definitely LSU. Those 3 for different reasons. But yeah, those three.
And then now clarify this for, I'm just going as a student, or I got to pay my way, or I'm getting a scholarship.
No, like it would be an official visit, like as a top.
Like if you're in college,
group,
right?
Yeah, like if you're going to school, group, yeah. Would go on an official visit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I'm an athlete, and I go on an official visit. Okay, I'm going to Harvard, Princeton, and Yale.
Those are your three? Can you give me a little reasoning on that?
Because they're Harvard, Princeton, and Yale.
but you're not so.
So, what are you talking about?
It's an official visit. You're not going to the school to be – you're not getting a degree. Your three official visits are Harvard, Princeton,
Wait a second. I assume if I take an official visit, I'm going to accept an offer for one of the three.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's kind of implied.
Go anywhere in the country. He's going to three cities.
No, I don't go to the Northeast. I go to the Ivy League. It's called money. It's called get yourself set for life. Are you kidding me?
All right. Well, I guess I'll just take over from that. I mean, any answer I throw up can't be bad in comparison. Now, I'm definitely
okay.
going to
take
Hawaii.
Take something that is at the Ivy League.
Obvious
go ahead.
Reasons. Mm-hmm. Never been to Hawaii. Would love to go to Hawaii, and if the school's paying for it, I'm going to Hawaii.
Okay.
I might check out UNLV. Similarly, never been to Vegas. I bet they throw. I bet they show their recruits a good time. While out there. And then I'd probably go to Oregon because you got the hookup on all that Nike gear, and who knows how much of that they give you on an official visit, but I'm sure it's a good amount. So I think I'd go UNLV, Oregon, and Hawaii. So I'm heading west.
Oregon's beautiful, too. I've been out there. I went to the Nike campus. Beautiful place, man. It really, really is.
You've never been to Vegas?
No, that's why I'm hoping to go in August if things, you know, clear up a little bit.
It's hot. It's UNLV. By the way,
I
Hawaii.
Had a trip planned.
Yeah. By the way, Hawaii, overrated. Yeah. I don't care if I ever go to Hawaii.
Not for a man who's never been there. He has to see it for himself.
Where would it be rated compared to Princeton, Yale, and Harvard? That's the question.
Well, from an academic standpoint and money-making standpoint.
No, from a having fun on an official visit standpoint.
I'm going to school for money.
This segment didn't turn snippy at all.
You know what's funny, Hugh? I'm shocked because I didn't think there would be a wrong answer for that question.
There isn't. You're right.
I really thought that it would just, okay, that's where he wants to go. Cool. Understood. All right. That's where I want to go. John came out and somehow provided a wrong answer.
But you know, you and John are kind of cut from the same cloth. And you know, you got to paint.
Not today, we're not.
Vivid picture of exactly what you're trying to say, because I knew exactly when you know we're a sports station, we're talking about sports and what school would you like to visit. I knew that, but for John, you had to paint a little bit more vivid picture.
All right, well, here's the good news, guy. You want the good news is the dessert round here could not be a simpler, more understandable question. All right,
what you got?
It can't be simpler. What is your favorite flavor of Pringles?
I like the plain ones. I like plain because
the original flavor in that.
Yeah, original flavor. Yeah, the plain, the red can. You know, because those are the go-to. Because the other flavors, to me, they don't really do flavors too well. Not really. Not even the sour cream are not that. They're not that tasty. So I would say the regular flavors of Pringles.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I actually bought a can of Pringles at the beginning of all this. Matter of fact, it's sitting in my pantry now. I should break it out, and it's probably the first can of Pringles I bought in literally 35 or 40 years. I just don't ever buy Pringles. It's not that I don't like them. I just don't ever buy them. I don't buy chips, but to the degree that I eat potato chips or Pringles, I only eat one thing, salt and vinegar.
I am actually now, John, you may be with me on this, because I'm a big fan of salt and vinegar too, not just Pringles, but in general. The best part to me about salt and vinegar chips is that not everyone likes them. So if you have an open bag, you're not getting it stolen. Everyone's not chomping out all your chips. It's mostly your bag. That's what I like about it.
Oh, you guys have found common ground. That's so cute.
Well, we had to make up after question number two.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah, we'll FaceTime while he's in UG, Oregon, and I'm in I'm in Princeton, New Jersey, and we'll just FaceTime.
Yeah, because John's going to get money because he ain't playing sports. He's going to get paid.
John's official visit is to the library at Harvard. Mine is through Sorority Row at Eugene, Oregon. So we'll figure that
basically
out.
Yeah.
My favorite flavor, I do like, as you mentioned, John, salt and vinegar. I really like, and this is most chips, I kind of default to the barbecue flavor. I think they do the barbecue pretty well. I have like a variety pack of Pringles I bought before all this. And it's like single serving, like tubes, like where there's only like 15 chips or 12 chips or whatever. Yeah, for me, that barbecue flavor, I think they do barbecue well. But I, you know, Hugh mentioned they do some weird stuff with flavors, and some of the flavors, they're kind of accurate, but they're still weird. Like, I have a potato chip in the variety pack that's the pizza flavors.
Yeah, they're doing too much. They do a little bit too much sometimes with those.
It kind of tastes like pizza, but part of what makes pizza pizza is the temperature of the pizza and the chewiness of the dough. And it's just, it's kind of pizza, but it's not really. It's just very weird. Still pretty good, though. Still eat it.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A little quarantine catch-up coming up your way in just a moment as we roll through this Monday, April the 20th, 3 days ahead of the NFL draft. All ahead on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is streaming worldwide 24/7 at radio.com. Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios, broadcasting from Alabama to South Carolina, Chattanooga to Macon, and, of course, worldwide at radio.com. A little catch-up on what's going on in the lockdown right now. We mentioned earlier that there's a run on frozen pizza, so much so that they're saying that the frozen pizza manufacturers might be a little light. They're limiting the number of frozen pizzas you can buy at stores, and I was thinking about that earlier, Hugh, because the Maven will eat frozen pizza, but she only likes Red Baron. My problem is I don't care for Red Baron. And so it's like, can we have something besides Red Baron? I mean, I just don't care for it. And it's kind of weird. I mean, I think you like the kind of frozen pizza you like, and the other stuff, it ain't going to fly.
So what do you do when she buys Red Baron pizza? Do you just not eat it?
Yeah, I just don't eat it.
Very, very interesting. John Fricky. So you're not allowed to buy your own pizza that you like?
Well, you know, I don't know that I generally like frozen pizza. Honestly, Hugh, I'm not a huge pizza fan. I mean, it's okay.
So you know what it just sounds like you just said? Since you're not allowed to eat the pizza that you want, you just don't eat it.
Did you ever work in a pizza parlor?
Have I worked in a pizza parlor? No, I haven't.
Yeah, I worked at two. At a Godfather's and a Pizza Hut. And I don't know, maybe it was because I worked there and ate pizza all the time for a year or so of my life that I said, yeah, not so much.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess, John Fricky, I just find it kind of hilarious. Like, she likes one kind of pizza and you like another, but you're not allowed to eat it. That's
well,
kind of
interesting. I used to love the thin crust Pizza Hut, you know, and then, so, no, I don't know, I was going to say not too long ago, it's probably 6-7 years ago now. I said, oh, I've got to have a thin crust Pizza Hut pizza because I haven't. And I went, and it was like, no offense, Abe, it was like eating sauce on matzah. It was like almost flavorless. It was, yeah, okay, I'm not having this no more. You know? Yeah, I don't know what I liked about it in the first place. And, you know, maybe the deep dish is good. It was lacking a little flavor. Anyway, I thought about that. Do know that there is a run on frozen pizza out there, okay? And there's also a run on beer and pop, apparently, because they're running out of compressed carbon dioxide. So could you drink, Hugh, if they ran out of compressed carbon dioxide, I guess they could make flat beer. Would you drink it if it was just flat?
You know what? I couldn't. No, I couldn't do that. No. And as far as carbonated stuff, don't they have, like, they have soda-making kits? I wonder if they're going to start, people are going to start making a run on those, the soda making kits.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, those the soda stream things. Yeah, yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Because
yeah,
people used to make that. I remember friends of mine used to make their own soda when I was worked at ESPN. They used to have their own sodas. They used to make their own soda at home with water and whatever else ingredients that you used to make your own soda.
Right. I hadn't thought about the soda stream. You know, maybe that's in your future, Hugh. Amazon.com. Just saying. The WNBA gave the NFL a little bit of a blueprint on how to hold a draft because they held their draft over the weekend here. Atlanta Dream took Texas A&M guard Shenity Carter. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Shenity Carter with the fourth pick in the WNBA draft. And it seemed like it came out all right. I didn't hear any problems in the WNBA draft. It seemed like they handled it pretty well.
Yeah, I didn't hear of anything either. I know the first overall pick, I can't remember her last name, is Lovinci or something. I can't. Lonescu. Thank you, Orin. Like within an hour of her being drafted number one, she had the number one selling jersey on the internet. So that was pretty. That's pretty encouraging.
Right. That's very encouraging. I agree. I mean, for the WNBA to have that kind of stay. You know, I mean, again, if you can make a little bit of news right now, you're going to get a lot of attention. So it's really good for the WNBA to have had this draft here because you know they get a little bit more attention than maybe they normally would have, and so as a result, it's good for the league and good for the future. And I noticed that, you know, they've been included in a lot. The NBA has made sure that when we're discussing, you know, the future of the league, you know, they don't have to really so much worry about the G League because those teams are, you know, wholly owned usually by the NBA franchises. There are a couple, I think, in the WNBA that are not. So the NBA has made a great attempt here to make sure that the WNBA is included in everything that they talk about. In terms of how they're going to go forward with restarting their season. And then, of course, it isn't restarting the WNBA season here. It would just be starting the WNBA season at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to figure out this as best we possibly can and try to get to normal as quickly as possible. But it seems like, you know, they have a plan in place. And from the talks that I've been hearing, especially from NHL, like these games we might be playing a whole bunch of different kind of games that usually don't play in the summertime in the summertime.
Yeah, the NHL is talking about, you know, I know that Clayton Kershaw of the LA Dodgers came out and blasted over the weekend this whole concept of going back to spring training and playing, you know, taking all the teams to Arizona and having everybody start games in minor league stadiums throughout Arizona, you know, playing like doubleheaders, you know, in terms of, you know, one team playing one team at 1 o'clock and another team playing another team at 7 o'clock, trying to figure out how they're going to play all these games. Clayton Kershaw said, no. I mean, because you're getting a lot of pushback from a lot of guys, you in the NFL, in baseball, in basketball. You know, when LeBron originally said, I'm not playing if there's not going to be any fans, well, he's had that echoed by a lot of players who say, no, we're not going to, I don't want to play if there are no fans in the stands.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be tough. But I think at this point, they're not really realizing where we are, you know, as far as, you know, what could potentially happen and how people are trying to remain safe. Bottom line is this, John, and I said this for the last couple of weeks. They're trying to get the economy going. And the best way that they could possibly do that or the way that they're going to attempt to do that is by having sports and trying to ease into normal. And initially, if they want to do that or if they want to try to ease into normal, it has to be this way initially.
Yeah, initially, I think you're right. I mean, we're going to have to – it's sort of like, you know, what they're doing with the country. Phase one, phase two – phase three. And if we have to start without fans, we have to start, NHL's talking about playing in neutral sites and going to states that are not as affected. For example, you could go to, and one of the places they talked about is Grand Forks, North Dakota. Now, you may or may not know this, but Grand Forks is a hotbed of college hockey. It's the home of North Dakota State, which has been, you know, not only a great, phenomenal football program, but also a great hockey program. And so, and North Dakota is, for the most part, pretty much free of this, you know, comparatively, to say, like the Rangers or the Devils or the Islanders in New York or New Jersey. And so they're talking about, you know, moving games to neutral sites in places that are less affected, up into Saskatchewan, for example, where they've got hockey arenas where they can play, you know, NHL games. It would be kind of weird. I mean, if you live in Grand Forks, if you think about it for a second, you live in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and you're going to have a playoff game between, let's say, you know, the New York Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins, and you're going to have it, you know, a series played at Grand Forks, and you can't go. You're like, we finally
get.
Yeah,
you know, you get an opportunity to see. Yeah, it'd be kind of weird, but, you know, I would assume that the surrounding areas, you know, like the local bars and watering holes and things like that, they would get a little bit of kickback from them being there. I would assume that.
Right. I would assume that, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, because people would be going in there. Yeah, you know.
And then the fact that, you know, I'm assuming that, you know, they're staying in some of the local water, you know, the local hotels and whatnot. So there'll be opportunity for fans to see people, you know, that they would normally never see,
right.
You know, something like
true.
That. So maybe that's the case.
And so, you know, that's what the NHL is talking about. NBA hasn't so much talked about neutral sites yet. that may be a discussion. I know that it was initially there was some talk about the NFL, and you know, because of you know things like you know, here's my problem with neutral site games. My problem with neutral site games is that I think it's you know, just generally I'm not a fan of neutral site games, and I know they've talked about that with the 17 game season, which. By the way, I'll bring up another thing. That 17-game season really is going to come faster than you think now because they're going to want to make up that revenue that they've lost. And the expansion of the college football playoffs is going to come faster than you want. And other things because, again, they want to make up the revenue that they may lose. The neutral site games, I just think that when you lose a home game, it's an unfair advantage. Like when Katrina hit, you know, and suddenly, you know, the Saints had to deal with losing games, you know, which is understandable. And they obviously handled them fairly well as a franchise.
Yeah, but, that's what I was about to say. I was about to say, where are you going with this?
yeah, you know. But, you know, generally, you know, I'm not really, you know, a super fan of neutral site games only because the Falcons are going to, you know, in theory, the Falcons were going to lose a game this year by going to England. At the moment, I don't even know if those England games are on. I don't know, Hugh. I know they're supposed to play the Denver Broncos.
Well, there was a story where Mr. Blank said that they're going to play the football season. He was optimistic that they're going to play the football season. I mean, this is, again, John, we're getting a little bit too ahead of ourselves. You know, we still have to figure out, you know, and try to figure out what we're going to do with the NBA season and the NHL season. Still have a little bit of time for football. I know it doesn't seem promising that there's going to be a season, but we still have a little bit of time before we start having to make those decisions.
Right, agreed. And, you know, when Chris Fowler came out and said, oh, the college football season is going to be played, and everybody kind of jumped on it. And, you know, again, it's only April. We do have, you know, 5-6 months here.
If we play football, it's probably going to be sloppy. It's going to be sloppy because it's going to be rushed, and it's not going to be as crisp as it once was because we're going to be losing, like, precious time, like next week after the draft. That's normally when you have these rookies come in and you have your first, you know, meeting where, you know, guys get together. We've already missed time with the off-season workouts, and we're hoping that most of the guys have been doing what they're supposed to do in the off-season workout. But, you know, everybody's still optimistic that football is going to become – that football is coming around, John.
We are counting down to the NFL draft on Thursday. Complete coverage across all the shows on 92.9 The Game, as we get towards number one and Cincinnati being on the board. Did you see the first two episodes of The Last Dance? We did. We stayed up for it last night. Did you see it? What did you think? 404-741-0929. You could tell us. I loved it. Did you? What was your big takeaway from the first two episodes of The Last Dance? That's next with John and you at 404-741-0929. Your thoughts as well on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.